Please hold the line for the conference host to join the conference.
Good morning, and welcome to the Netia's first quarter 2014 results conference call. Hosting today's call will be Mr. Mirosław Godlewski, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Jon Eastick, Chief Financial Officer. Following management's formal comments, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. Mr. Godlewski, you may now begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Netia first quarter 2014 financial results conference call. As always, during the call, we'll be referring to presentation posted on our website today very early in the morning. Let's start with page three of this presentation, looking at the highlights of the first quarter. Revenue for that first quarter was 434 million zlotys, which is 4% down from previous one and 12% down on year-on-year basis. 30% of that annual decline is contributed to MTRs reduction, and we should see that effect for another quarter since the MTR reductions started happening early 2013, and then that effect should go away. Profitability is resilient to revenue decline, so adjusted EBITDA came at a strong 134 million for that first quarter, which is 8% on past quarter and only 5% on year-on-year basis despite this bigger revenue drop. In the first quarter, Netia generated 83 million of adjusted operating free cash flow, which is extremely strong quarter-on-quarter, 130% growth and only 16% drop compared to the first quarter of prior year. So with this results, we support and maintain our full 2014 guidance and also our distribution strategy, dividend strategy of 42 groszy per share proposed to AGM, and an AGM is next week, as you probably know. Two major projects, organizational projects, were completed at the end of the quarter. The CDN, so integration of dialogue. The last step was concluded with completion of IT integration and the withdrawal of dialogue brand. So we are now on one platform IT-wise and one platform communication-wise from brand perspective as of April. And also this divisional or business unit split called Project to the Power of Two started running with effect from beginning of April. So now going forward, we can be better focused on two distinctive markets of business to business and business to consumer. On April 23rd, Netia Supervisory Board appointed my successor, Adam Sawicki, as President of Management Board and CEO, effective June 2nd. So I'm very glad, and I will say a few words toward the end of the presentation on that, but I'm glad that process of succession works so smoothly and that my successor is ready to run within a week. And I'm actually in the process now of handing my duties over to him throughout May. With page four, let's take a deeper look from a business unit's perspective, and we will be showing you in quarters to come even higher level of details as that split and ability to analyze separately those business units will be progressing. B2B revenue was 174 million for the first quarter, which is 2% lower than past quarter, but RGUs grew by 1% to 484,000, and on a year-over-year basis grew by 5%. And we also had a very strong adjusted EBITDA of 87 million with a margin close to 50%, and adjusted operating free cash flow came at 67 million zlotys. In B2C segment, revenue was 253 million, down 4% compared to last quarter and down 11% on a year-over-year basis. And here, we are still seeing declining RGUs, and it was down to 1,959,000, but it's mostly off, well, it is off network RGUs, which drive that drop. You will see some details later through the presentation. And there is a healthy, substantial growth in TV services, almost 40% on a year-on-year basis and 6% compared to the last quarter. And also we see progress in on-net broadband. For the B2C segment, adjusted EBITDA was at 75 million with close to 30% margin in that first quarter, and cash flow for that segment came at 61 million zlotys. You also need to notice that when looking at profitability of those business units, one has to remember about unallocated costs of support functions, finance, IT, HR, management, supervisory board, et cetera, and that is running at around 6% in the first quarter. And there is also unallocated CAPEX when you look at the effect of CAPEX expenditures or operating free cash flow, and that's mostly related to IT and also including the integration CAPEX of Dialog and Netia integration, also customer premise equipment stock increases. But as I mentioned, as a part of that split project, we expect to allocate even more of this other category of expenses and CAPEX to one of the business units, B2B or B2C, throughout next quarter. So obviously the results backward would be restated when we gain that capability. Let's move to page 6 and have a deeper, even deeper look at what's going on with RGUs. And what you see is a sequential RGU increase in B2B in on-net services, and in this case it's happening both in voice and data. So we are penetrating market successfully and gaining new RGUs and new clients. There is a moderate on-net RGU growth in B2C. It's driven mainly by TV products and NGA broadband access. And that is remaining a company's and management top priority, as that's a strategic objective, while we continue strategic defocus on lower margin off-network services of wholesale line rental and bitstream access. So with this look of from a commercial perspective, let me now pass to Netia CFO, Jonathan Istik, to take you very much through the rest of the presentation.
Thank you very much, Mirek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, thank you for joining us on our Q1 2014 conference call. I'm going to start my remarks with revenue information on slide 7. Then I will take you through some of the operational changes that we've done in the last 3 months or so, and then a little more detail on the two new business units that we've created, B2B and B2C. So starting with revenue, we on slide 7, we noted 434 million zloty of revenue for the first quarter of 2014. That's 12% down on a year earlier, on the prior year quarter, and 3.6% down sequentially on the fourth quarter of 2013. Looking at it from a year-on-year perspective, approximately 30% of the decline is related to the MTR reductions that comes through in lower revenues from interconnection and wholesale transit services, which is fully offset by the savings on the cost side on those services. Another 50% of the revenue decline is driven by a 6% decline in RGUs year on year, which we'll go through in some detail later, with the remaining part of the drop, 20% or so, related to price discounting on services other than related to the MTRs and the decline in tariffs for calls to mobile. Now, our guidance for the full year is for a revenue decline of 7.5%, so this decline is a little bit faster than we were looking for, The first quarter was a little bit soft. We are looking later in the year to see an acceleration in gross additions, both on B2B and on B2C. We'll be looking to slow this ARPU decline significantly as the year goes by. And the MTR declines, as Mirek already mentioned, with each passing quarter, the comparatives become less and less demanding. So that difference will start to disappear completely. And we also need to reverse a slight uptick that we saw in voice churn in the first quarter. That was partly seasonal, partly operational. If we manage to do all those things, we should be able to get very close to our full-year revenue guidance. And that's the main reason why we haven't made any changes at this stage to the full-year guidance. Full-year guidance, just to remind you, is for 1,735 million zloty of revenues. Moving on to slide 8, project N to the power of 2, which is the creation of two relatively autonomous business units for B2B and B2C within the Netia organization. We introduced this project to you along with the reporting for the full year of 2013. It was a major transformation in the way that we're organized, moving from cross-group functional organization in areas like provisioning, customer care, marketing, and product, into units which are specifically focused around the B2B and B2C, headed up by management board leadership, and designed to have a much narrower focus in terms of their operational responsibilities, which we believe will make their lives much easier in focusing on the customer and focusing on delivering better and better commercial and financial performance. This project is basically fully implemented now from an organizational perspective. We created the new organizations and designed the new governance models during the course of the first quarter, and the organization went live on the 1st of April. So we've now been operating for about 6 weeks in the new structure with no difficulties encountered. In terms of financial reporting, there's still a lot of work to do, as you can imagine, to bring everything in line. And we would anticipate that by the third quarter of this year, we'll be reporting fully in this new constellation. The other OPEX and CAPEX that we don't allocate under the old model will be fully allocated by the third quarter of this year, and we'll obviously restate all the comparatives. So you will have a very clear picture of the relative EBITDA and relative cash flow of the two business units as we move forward. I should also mention that as part of the management reorganization, we also identified some further headcount reductions. Over 100 headcount reductions were identified, and those people are in the process of leaving the company. Some provisions were made for those that had already been notified during Q1, and there'll be some more provisions made during the course of Q2. The second major project is obviously the integration of Crowley and Dialogue. As Mirek mentioned, this project is now virtually concluded. The last key element, which has taken us 2 years to prepare, has been the data migration of all the Dialogue data onto the Netia billing and CRM platforms. And that transfer was completed in the first few days of April, and it's been completed successfully. The customer care systems are now all running on the Netia platforms without any problems. And the billing of the Dialogue customers for April has been completed in the first few days of May. Dialogue always bills just after the whole customer base just after the month end. The vast majority of bills have gone out successfully. We have a few thousand invoices that we expect to clean up that are slightly delayed, which is always normal in a migration process. We've done this many times. And so the project has really been it's an extremely complex project, and it's been a big success for the company. Looking at the CDN project, probably for the last time in our reporting, just to summarise how we've done, including all the reorganisation costs and to realise synergies, we've net generated an additional 150 million zloty of cash flow, and the run rate of synergies is around about 35, 36 million zloty per quarter going forward. And this is about 25% above the levels that we originally expected for the project. So the synergies delivered from the integration of Dialog and Crowley have been well ahead of plan. This data migration allowed us to do a couple of other important steps. One is the complete removal now of the Dialog brand from a marketing perspective. Everything is now communicated under the Netia brand, and we now have all products that are available to Netia customers also available to the Dialog customer base. Moving forward, the B2B overview on starting with slide 11. These are new slides that we'll be showing you quarter on quarter now that we're operating with the divisional split. So there's some new information here compared to the way we've reported the business previously. The key points here on the B2B side, the revenue of 174 million is down in line with the business overall, about 12% year-on-year and about just over 2% Q-on-Q. The major drivers, as you can see, for the decline are the ARPU per customer location. We continue to be under a lot of pressure in terms of pricing, especially on voice services in the B2B segment. We're fighting very hard, maintaining our customer base and growing the number of RGUs quite steadily, as you see on the slide. But this is coming at the expense of price discounting. And moving forward, we look to with the new B2B management structure. One of the top priorities is going to be slowing down the rate of erosion in ARPU. Another big challenge is to accelerate the rate in which we're growing the business. The key metric here is the number of locations served, the number of clients, which is fairly steady at about 75,000 client locations that is served by B2B. We want to see that starting to increase in the remaining quarters. You can see that upselling, however, in terms of RGUs is going quite well in that we increased the number of services per location from 6.2 to 6.5 during the last 12 months. Just underlying moving on to slide 12, just underlying the strength of Netia as a business market player, we have about, depending on the segment, between about 12 and 15% of the market in terms of revenues. It puts us well out in front as the largest B2B competitor to Orange. And one of the reasons for our success is definitely our brand strength, and you can see on slide 12 that we were recently awarded two new awards on this front. Business Super Brands for the strongest B2B brands on the Polish market, and also another nice award, Certified Created in Poland Business Super Brands, which means a locally generated brand. Netia is obviously a brand created by this company, which is backed by Polish capital. Moving on to slide 13, a quick overview of the segment EBITDA performance comparing Q1 of 2013 with Q1 of 2014. You can see that the reported EBITDA has gone down from 100 million to 87 million year to year. And the major reasons are despite RGU growth contributing about 8 million higher EBITDA, we'd look to that to be growing faster in coming quarters. The main challenge, as I mentioned already, is the ARPU decrease. You can see a 16 million decrease in revenue attributable to ARPU across all services. Another 14 million of the revenue decline is attributed to MTRs, as mentioned earlier, and that's almost completely offset by MTR cost cuts, interconnection cost cuts, that you see on the next bar of 11 million zloty increase in EBITDA. When you look at operating expenses, you'll see that there aren't any particular savings, couple of categories, slight small savings, couple of categories we're actually spending a little bit more. This is because B2B is a very strong focus for us. We're investing in sales forces, investing in training, and looking to accelerate the performance of this segment going forward. Moving on to slide 15 and the B2C business. Here, obviously, the key revenue driver is the number of RGUs, and we finished Q1 with 1,959,000 RGUs versus 2,142,000 a year earlier. In terms of OnNet, however, which is our strategic focus, we've been able to increase the number of RGUs year on year. We had 752,000 RGUs at the end of Q1. Obviously, TV and broadband are the main drivers here in terms of growth. The number of RGUs per customer is steadily increasing. It reached 1.4 in the first quarter, which implies, and you can see from the chart, that most of the customer losses that we're having are single play. And therefore, because we're increasing on that, the on-net base, and we're increasing the number of multi-play customers, the profitability per customer within B2C is actually growing. The key challenge for us is to accelerate these trends going forward. The next slide maybe is more familiar to you in terms of layout, as it shows the RGUs by the technology over which they're delivered. But please note this is B2C only, whereas in previous quarters in the presentation we've shown you the RGUs by technology for Netia overall. So this is part of our change in the way that we're looking at managing the business going forward. However, if you need the data consistent with previous quarters, you'll find all the KPIs that we were reporting previously are still in the press release, still in the tables at the back of the press release. On this slide, I think the most important information is related to TV. We continue to grow strongly on television. We're up about 39% year on year, and we added another 7,000 customers in the first quarter, which is traditionally a weak quarter for television. As we said in our remarks 3 months ago or 2 months ago when we reported the first quarter results, prior year results, we've actually consciously defocused from a really heavy push on commercial services and TV in B2C in the short run, because we are investing in some new solutions for the TV platform. In particular, we're looking to have our own network PVR system up and running by the third quarter, and that will help us significantly in terms of feature advantages versus our key competitors, which are obviously the cable operators and the satellite operators. So with that in mind, there wasn't a lot of advertising support in the first quarter, and there wasn't a particularly heavy commercial push behind TV. So with that in mind, we think the 7,000 increase was actually quite a credible performance. In terms of EBITDA, it was a very strong quarter for the B2C business. You can see that we actually delivered 75 million of EBITDA from B2C, and that's actually 3 million up on the same quarter of 2013. The main reason for, or the main drag on EBITDA, as you can see, is clearly the RGU drops. 22 million decrease on EBITDA can be attributed to lower RGUs. Remember, of course, more than half of this is related to the off-network customers, particularly WLR and VSA, where we have made a strategic decision now more than 2 years ago that we're going to allow that base to run down and we're going to protect the revenue rather than try to grow the base. More important to us is that the RGUs on the on-net base should be growing. ARPU declines are relatively minor within this segment, contributing only 10 million of the revenue decline. Significant offset in terms of cost saving, both from interconnection and also from having to pay less money to Orange for renting lines for BSA and WLR customers, contributed 16 million of lower costs in direct costs year on year. And then you can see right the way across operating expenses, significant savings introduced. In terms of advertising and acquisition costs, we would expect to gradually increase the spending later in the year, as I mentioned earlier, as we put more focus behind accelerating the B2C business in the new organizational structure. Slide 18 just summarizes where we are in terms of the NGA rollout. Obviously, the winter quarter isn't a heavy one for investment, so we added only another 7,000 homes passed to the upgraded base. But we still have a very formidable level of upgraded homes passed that provide potential for selling triple play. We had NGA... almost 1.3 million NGA homes passed at the end of March, and with the Aster network due to come online in a couple of months' time commercially, another 400,000 homes passed is going to get added this year, and we're expecting to have over 1.7 million homes passed with NGA by the end of the year. In addition to that, we can also sell triple play, and we are selling triple play on the faster ADSL lines. And we're also able to sell, and we are selling, over the LLU network, where we calculate roughly 2.2 million lines or homes passed are able to receive fast enough speed over the Orange network that we're able to deliver triple play. So all in all, that's over 4.3 million homes passed that we can sell our triple play and TV services to come the end of 2014. So now the financial overview of the group, looking at slide 20. I already discussed at length the revenue, which was down 11.5% year-on-year. Due to all the cost savings that I've described earlier, the adjusted EBITDA declined only 5% year-on-year. 134.4 million zloty. It's another quarter with a 31% EBITDA margin. This is getting now very close to the levels that the what I would call the major operators in Poland, Orange and T-Mobile and Polkomtel, are able to deliver from their businesses. And given how much bigger those businesses are, we think this is a very credible level of profitability for the Netia group. Adjusted EBIT came in at 29.1 million zloty, which is only fractionally down on 30.6 million for Q1 a year earlier. Results obviously much better than in Q4 in terms of profitability. And this is obviously mainly due to the cost savings and lower commercial expenses. Q4 is always a quarter where you tend to spend more heavily. Looking at financial results below EBITDA on slide 21, the adjusted EBITDA of 134.4 million zloty was reduced by various one-offs, most of which are not likely to repeat going forward this year. The new NETIA integration, the CDN integration project, as I mentioned, is really winding down now, so there should be very little cost going forward, the $1.8 million recognized in Q1. Likewise, the cost of implementing Enter the Power of Two should be close to zero going forward as that project is substantially completed as well. The impairment charge that you see of $2.5 million, this was the remaining book value of the Dialog brand, which was on our balance sheet because it was an acquired intangible. We switched the brand off slightly earlier than we'd originally planned, so we had to take a write-off of the remaining value. So that's obviously a non-cash item. So that brought us down to an EBITDA result of almost 126 million zloty. For the quarter. Financial expenses down as the debt is falling with just 4.55 million zloty for the quarter. Tax result also slightly better than last year, so we ended the year with ended the quarter with a net profit of 10.9, almost 11 million zloty. Capital investments are laid out on slide 22. The quarter came in at 55 million zloty of capital investment, up from 46 million a year earlier. We're guiding for 200 million zloty of capital investment for the full year. We're expecting a much slower summer in terms of outlays than we had last year. And so we feel very confident that we will hit the 200 million guidance for the year as a whole. The spending was quite high in the first quarter for two reasons. One was restocking of CPE inventories that we'll be using later in the year. And secondly, investment in integrating the former ASTA cable television network into our network. We have to get that finished in order to commence commercial operation in the next couple of months. On the right-hand side of the slide, you can see how the capital investment divides between B2B, B2C, and unallocated. As I mentioned earlier, by the third quarter, we'll be actually allocating the vast majority of that unallocated capex into B2B and B2C, and so you'll have a much cleaner result to look at when you're analyzing B2B and B2C separately going forward. The final slide from my side before I hand back to Mirek is slide 23, dealing with leverage and distributions. The dividend distribution, as previously indicated, at 146 million zloty, 42 groszy a share. In terms of free cash flow, we're on track after delivering 83 million in Q1 to deliver the 305 million that we forecast for the full year, which is obviously significantly above the dividend distribution. So our dividend coverage is substantial. Our leverage continues to fall. We had 261 million of net debt at the end of Q1, down another 30 million quarter on quarter, and we see a 0.53 times our full year guidance of 505 million zloty of EBITDA. So our leverage continues to drop, giving us significant flexibility going forward should acquisition opportunities arise. As we said many times in previous quarters, there do remain interesting opportunities on the B2B market going forward, although nothing seems to be imminent in the short run. So with those comments, I'll pass back to Mirek to go through guidance and distribution policy.
Thank you, John. So if you flip to page 4, and based on what Jonathan said, should come it's not a surprise that we maintain full-year guidance to be at revenue of 1,735 million zlotys, for full year, with adjusted EBITDA of 505 million zlotys, which gives margin of 29%. CapEx, we are targeting to come at 200 million zlotys, so the adjusted operating free cash flow of 305, with already a very strong performance in the first quarter. And also unchanged, but worth reminding the policy, distribution policy, as we are approaching AGM. Based on this free cash flow projection, we estimate that we may distribute up to 146 million or 42 per share, 42 groszy per share dividend in 2014, and that's what we will be proposing at for this AGM, upcoming AGM. But also, we see this as the type of the dividend we can pay going forward, with some scope to moderately increase payments over the time. And if needed, leverage may rise to one-time EBITDA in the medium term to support such a policy. So summarizing before we move to our question section, Netia delivered robust financial performance in the first quarter of 2014 through continuing progress in TV services, on-net broadband and B2B RGUs, along with strategic defocus from low-margin off-net services, and that is one of the drivers of supporting profitability, along with what we also said, the project of the split, which also leads to higher efficiency and decreased headcount. And that reorganization to those business units is completed in the first quarter, along with completion of the CDN integration project of Dialog and Netia. Which was the last step, last major step of IT platforms integration to one platform, Netia, and also two brands into one brand of Netia. So the first quarter was really a quarter of two major organizational projects, both completed successfully. Netia's financial standing is very strong, with very low 0.52 multiplier of EBITDA leverage. Therefore, we have that flexibility to fund both distribution and acquisitions if such come along as an opportunity. So we are proposing a dividend of 42 groszy per share at AGM, which will be happening next week. And also an important change with all of that, I feel ready to hand over to my successor, newly appointed CEO Adam Sawicki, and he will start in 2 weeks' time, June the 2nd. I've personally known Adam for more than 10 years, and I'm convinced he's the best leader to take Netia forward. As you may know from his CV, Adam has a long telco experience in Poland and international market, in particular focus on B2B, and that is also very important going forward with the strategy of Netia. But also what is important for, I think, Netia organization and the way we were doing things, Adam has a very strong leadership skills and people skills, which I'm positive will continue changing the company into the right direction. With that, I would like to thank you for this call, but also for the past 7 years of rewarding cooperation, hundreds of face-to-face meetings, and a lot of strategic discussions, which were very educational to me. I wish my successor, Adam Sawicki, Netia Management Board, and also all employees and investors a very successful years to come. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we can now move to questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask your question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. Our first question comes from the line of Thibaut Bocca from Wood & Co. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Two questions from me, if I may. Looking at B2B revenues, quarter-over-quarter development, it looks like we will have the base effect that is currently hurting the year-over-year performance disappearing in the third quarter this year. So if you just can confirm that, and whether between now and the third quarter you see any potential risks for the B2B revenue performance coming back. And on the marketing and advertising, we have seen costs coming down in the first quarter, and I just wanted to understand how much these costs we should expect coming back in the second quarter. You mentioned that the TV solution that you are preparing for the third quarter is partially reason for that. I just need to understand the timing, whether already second or third quarter should be when we expect these costs coming back. Thank you.
Hi, thank you for those two questions. Yeah, regarding B2B, the MTR cuts, the last tariff reduction was 1st of July last year. So in terms of the wholesale business, you're absolutely right. All of the impacts of those changes basically would disappear from Q3 onwards when you're doing year-to-year comparisons. The one area where we continue to see some pressure, although it reduces with every passing month, is customers on the B2B side, sophisticated customers coming back to us knowing that that our cost has gone down for connecting mobile calls and looking for additional discounts. That effect is still there, but it's a residual effect at this point. It's getting less and less material. The MTR impact will basically be history by the second half of the year. You're right in that assessment. In terms of advertising, we would expect for the full year to spend a little bit less than last year, but we will be accelerating the spending mainly in Q3 and Q4. And in particular, in and around this commercial launch over the Astor City network, and when we have the network PVR up and running and available to the whole customer base. So in Q2, the spending won't be significantly higher than you saw in Q1.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask your question, please press star one now. Our next question comes from line of Vera Suchja from Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. My question is related to the dividend. Did I understand correctly that you mentioned that this dividend should moderately increase or raise over the time from the level 0.42? The second question is related to the restructuring, as we saw the charges in the first quarter, but it was related to the B2B and B2C, which is supposed to be already live. So in general, we should not expect restructuring charges in the future. And the third question is related to the recent news about the CTO resigning. So we have seen CFO, CEO, and CTO left the company. So, can you explain to us? I mean, why this is the reason, and what drives this management changes? Thank you.
Thank you for those questions. Yes, we have said in our policy that we do see room for some increase in the dividend going forward. Obviously, with over 300 million of free cash flow targeted for this year and in years to come, contingent on us stabilizing the business. Obviously, I was mentioning in my comments, we need to accelerate our RGU increases in order to stabilize the business and to stabilize that free cash flow. But even if there is a fade in the free cash flow, 300 million is substantially above 100 and, 40 million. So dividends will be it will be possible to increase dividends going forward. Leverage is so low that if there isn't an acquisition of a material size going forward, the cash flow would obviously be feasible to redirect into distributions in the longer run. The major constraint on dividends is actually reserves within Netia. Going forward, when we project forward our depreciation charges, so in about 2 years' time, they start to fall quite quickly, which means that even if the EBITDA is dropping a little bit, net profit should be robust going forward, which is obviously key in order to pay the dividends. And let me use the opportunity just to underline that the buyback that we're proposing to the AGM next week, this 200 million buyback, this is basically to cover a situation where if we have a loss in a specific year in the Netia SA legal entity, we would still have means to make a payout in line with the dividend promise of 146 million plus in that particular year. Under the Polish commercial code, there are issues with paying a dividend if there was even a small loss in a particular year in the holding company. Regarding the second question, as I mentioned, all these projects are basically winding down, so there won't be any significant costs of the N2 project or the CDN project from a project management and implementation perspective. Your question was specifically on the restructuring cost. Not everybody that is being downsized was informed of the situation at the end of the first quarter. Some of them were informed in April, so there will be some more reserves getting taken during the second quarter. And I would estimate it's more or less the same number as in Q1, so about 3 million zloty.
Let me take the question about the CTO resignation, and I would start with underlining that Mirek Suszek, our CTO, gives the company a good headroom for dealing with the situation. He will stay for enough months to identify his successor, and also he has a very strong team of managers underneath which will carry forward in an uninterrupted way. And the resignation, as stated by Mirosław Suszek himself, is unrelated to all other changes. He received an offer from external outside the industry and just perceived this as a more interesting opportunity to follow. But I would at this occasion like to extend appreciation for his contribution, and he was instrumental in building this competence of TV, which is now mature in the company, and I'm positive it will come uninterrupted. And as I said, his commitment is also to devote enough time to hand it over to his successor.
Thank you for the answers. Just one follow-up question regarding to the dividend. You mentioned also in the press release that the constraint is basically, if I'm not mistaken, from the reserve. So what would happen if, for example, this reserve is spent? Then how can you pay the dividend, or where do you pay the dividend from?
Well, if there were no reserves at all, then under the commercial code, no company can make a distribution without reserves. That isn't what could concern us. It's one-off accounting entries in a given year that might result in a small loss, as was the situation 2 years ago, where the Netia SA had a small loss, and even though we had 400 million or so of reserves at the time, the legal advice was you can't pay a dividend in that situation. So we found a way around that with the buyback tender offer. But that's basically the situation that we're trying to cover with the with having this buyback resolution taken.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. And we have a follow-up question from the line of Thibault Boucher from Wood & Co. Please go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to ask for some kind of update on M&A situation that you see in your particular sector. There has been some press articles that some of the M&A targets that you might have might be considering selling. So if you could just update us whether there is any possibility that there will be some M&A activity from your side or from somebody else on the market. Thank you.
Apart from early press speculations, I wouldn't say that anything has significantly changed. But we do hope that companies which are a non-core activities of its owners, being Exatel, TK Telecom, would come back for the disposal process. And as in the past, I can confirm that there would be an interest from Netia to take part in such processes. But there is no new news to report other than, I would call it, typical speculations that one day it will happen.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have no further questions coming through at this time, so I'll hand the call back over to your host for any concluding comments. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you very much. And this was, from my personal note, the last call with you as the CEO of Netia. So even bigger thanks for all those tens of calls we've been through. And have a good day and have a good year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending today's conference. You may now replace your handsets.